How cool was it just to see? I mean, yeah, it was kind of hard on himself for not getting the bunt down, but at the same time, just to see him deliver and what the kind of week he's had.
Yeah, it's been great for Yaz. And I went up to him before the inning started, and I said, "Man, you went to Vandy. You got to be able to bunt. That's all you guys do." So, I mean, it was really good for him, but they just went foul. And I told him, if he gets to two strikes, you go ahead and swing. And hit a rocket. But, every win is a great win. I thought Spencer, kept it together, navigated, got out of there. He hadn't given up anything. Kinley, the sliders up to the lefty, getting some sliders up to some lefties here recently. He's going to be a big part of this, and he has been. So he's going to right the ship there. I wanted to stay away from Didi tonight, to be honest with you. But once we got to extra innings, we're going to try to win that game. So Didi did a great job in the shutdown inning. Of course, Suarez having to go one plus, I was hoping we score some more runs so we didn't have to empty the tank quite as much in the bullpen, but we had a hard time scoring and here we go, extra innings. But it's a great win. Bullpen did a good job. Spence did a good job keeping us there. So, yeah, good win.
How about Sandy? Throwing two guys out.
Yeah, Sandy was great, man.
Yeah.
Tell you what, he got rid of that ball on that throw to third. That was a really quick release. Throws out two guys. I mean, the outs on the bases were huge. Spencer picks a guy off first, and Sandy throws two guys out trying to steal. Could have been the difference in the game. Really, we never know, but could have been a difference in the game with Sandy back there. Did a hell of a job.
I know you talk about being level-headed through this, but I want to know, how much fun are you having in this season?
it's fun when it's over and we're shaking hands. I enjoy it. Our guys are playing great. That makes it a lot more fun. I enjoy the competition. I enjoy that part of it. And our guys do too. Our guys like to compete. So, and they're playing well, so yeah, it's been great.
But you talk,
go ahead.
You talk about Alex getting the right kind of guys. Is Yaz one of those right kind of guys?
Oh yeah,
he's an all-star.
Yaz a winning player, man. He's everyone says they want to win, and for the most part, guys, they all want to win. But Yaz, he really wants to win. That's the ultimate prize for him, and. Just a pro. A little salty now. He's in his mid-30s, but still playing great. Plays great defense, and it's really good to see him. Starting to really turn it on here and get some really big hits for us, because he's really been working hard. All these guys have, but it's always nice when you reap the rewards of your work. And yeah, he's a pro. He's a team first guy, and we love when those guys are, the game rewards those types of guys.
It's always been the same around here with homegrown talent, and tonight you got two rookies of the year homer, you got another one had a great or a good start, and you got another one who pitches the ninth or the tenth for you.
Yeah.
How cool was it just to see that blueprint continue to?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think that's what we've done really well here. We go get the pieces that we need when the time is right. But a lot of these players are homegrown. Alex locked them up early in their careers. It's been the same core here for a long time, and it's a really good core. If you look at the track record here, it's pretty good window we're in right here, and a lot of it has to do with the homegrown players. Alex does a great job constructing a roster and filling needs when it's appropriate.
Strider's breaking stuff has been really effective against hitters so far, and how's it feel to start to see him really excel with that breaking stuff?
Yeah, look, I think that was some growth during the time after came back from the injury, where the fastball, last year wasn't what it was, and so he had to get a little creative and work on some of the secondary pitches, and he did, and he's better for it now. So, yeah, in the end, I think he's going to be a more well-rounded pitcher.
Anything else?